1 month after the university announces tuition increases, President Fenves releases a plan for additional financial aid. Also, a federal judge orders the Trump administration to begin accepting DACA applications. And did you ever wonder who makes those popular Austin Snapchat geofilters? It turns out he's no stranger to the 40 acres. All those stories and more on this week's Daily Texan Newscast. Good afternoon. It's Friday, April 27th. I'm Rachel Zen.
And I'm Dani Matias. Odds are, if you've logged into Snapchat, you've used its geofilters. And let's be honest, most of them save us when we're looking rough, and the rest make our friends laugh. Well, its creator is actually a longhorn. Biology student Jordan Villarreal has created around 25 geofilters, both for Snapchat and the UT campus. However, the company does not compensate nor credit him for his work. Villarreal uses graphic design as a creative outlet and encourages others to do the same.
On Tuesday, a federal judge ordered the Trump administration to begin accepting applications for DACA, the Obama-era Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program that ended on March 5th. In the decision, District Judge John D. Bates said the decision to end the program was based on the idea that it was, quote, unlawful, but that his argument was, quote, virtually unexplained. Bates postponed the effects of his ruling for 90 days to allow the Trump administration to provide a better argument. If that doesn't happen, or if Bates is not satisfied with the new argument, then the federal government will be forced to accept new applications.
UT researchers have discovered a new HIV cell dysfunction that sheds new light on how the disease works. UT doctoral graduate Ben Wendell was the first author of a paper published this month in the Science Journal called Science Immunology. The paper outlined the discovery of an irregularity in the follicular T cells of HIV patients. Current vaccines only target the B cells, but this new study suggests that follicular T cells also need to be considered when designing effective treatments.
Big news regarding financial aid on the 40 acres. Last Friday, President Fenves announced that the university will cover tuition for qualified Texas freshmen from families earning up to $30,000 per year. To talk about what all of this means, I'm here with Maria Mendez, a senior reporter for the Daily Texan who covers the UT system. Hi, Maria.
Hi, Rachel. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on the podcast. So who was affected by this financial aid announcement?
Yeah, so pretty much next year, starting next year, incoming students from families earning $30,000 or less will basically receive free tuition through four-year awards from the university that will cover the full cost of tuition. And on top of that, the university is also guaranteeing grants and scholarships, which don't have to be paid back, unlike loans, to students from families earning $100,000 or less.
And this comes after the university announced plans to increase tuition, right?
Yes. So for the next two academic years, tuition will increase by 2% each year. And that turns around to an increase of about $100 or so. And it also varies depending on whether you're an out-of-state or in-state student. But yeah, the university has been proposing the increases since late last fall, and then they finally approved them this spring semester.
And about how many students qualify for scholarships like this?
We're not completely sure, but the university says that they estimate that 3,000 students each year should benefit from the scholarships. What's been interesting as I've covered the process of the tuition increases getting approved, the university communicated that they needed to increase tuition in order to accommodate for things like inflation and stuff like that. But they also kept saying, like, but we also want to continue supporting students. But this whole new package of financial aid was kept under the rug for a while, and then they finally announced it last Friday. And so when they finally announced it, I was like, that's kind of what they were referring to this whole time when they, you know, talked about the tuition increases kind of benefiting students as well. And I think a lot of students, from what I saw on social media after it was announced on Friday, I think a lot of students are happy that this is happening. Because when I did talk to students for my stories about the tuition increases, a lot of them expressed that they were concerned about the rising cost of college. But some of them did say that they wouldn't mind the tuition increases if that money that they gave to the to the university went back to supporting other students. So I think that the university, in a way, has been receptive to student concerns. This week, there were some higher education legislative meetings, and in them, the state commissioner for higher education, Raymond Paredes, mentioned legislators asked him, like, what he would do to increase minority enrollment at universities, especially for males, because they're traditionally underrepresented, including here at UT. And he alluded to UT's new financial aid efforts. So, yeah, this has been big news for students here at UT and for across Texas. People are talking about it.
Well, that was Maria Mendez, a senior reporter for The Daily Texan, who covers the wonderful UT system. Thanks so much, Maria.
Thank you.
And that's all for this week's news. You can always catch more news at dailytexanonline.com. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast and all our other podcasts on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, or wherever you get your podcasts. Also, follow us on Twitter at Texan Podcast. The music used in this podcast is Stairwell by Ryan Anderson. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.